Episode 111. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. What would you rather see? 1, 2, 3? Or red, green, blue? Enums allow you to give meaningful names to values. Seems simple, right? It is, except for a few things you should be aware of. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The first thing to understand is that different languages usually have some concept of declaring enumerations, or enums for short, but there are some differences. Before we begin, what's so bad about just using numbers? Well, the first thing is that you'll probably want to use specific numbers consistently throughout your application. It would be very bad if part of your code thinks 1 means run very fast, while another part thinks 1 means to stop and hide. You can help solve this by declaring constant ints for each of the various meanings you want to represent. Then use those constant ints instead of the values directly. This will at least make sure that your hero runs consistently. But the values are still ints. Just because you're using some specially named values isn't enough to enlist the compiler's help to make sure you don't accidentally assign a constant describing a type of shrubbery to your hero's movement. Since everything's an int, the compiler can't help. The biggest advantage you get with an enum, then, is the addition of a new type. You can group values together that make sense together. Enums allow you to move away from sprinkling raw numbers throughout your code, allow you to refer to these raw numbers with meaningful names instead, and allow you to group these names into their own type. They're definitely the sort of thing that can make your code easier to read and more reliable. There's some details to be aware of, though, that I'll describe right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Here are 6 questions to ask about enums in your language. Knowing these 6 aspects will help you make better and proper use of your enums. All right, number 1. Can you declare the underlying storage type that will be used? Some languages allow this, and some just use an int. And some, like earlier versions of C++, would try to use an int, but could sometimes use something else if an int wasn't large enough. If your language doesn't allow the storage type to be declared, and doesn't have a type that it always uses, then you won't be able to forward declare your enums. If you want to use an enum as a method parameter, then being able to declare the enum ahead of time really helps simplify your code. Also, if you have an enum with just a few values, then being able to specify the storage type will allow you to use less memory. Number 2. Can you specify the enum values themselves? The whole point of an enum is so you can stop worrying about the specific values, right? So why is this important? Well, that's not the whole point. Sure, you want to work with names instead of numbers, but there are times when the exact values are important. What if you want different names for the same value? Normally, this might lead to confusion, but used carefully, it can really help. For example, you could have the colors red, green, and blue, and another value called default that has the same value as red. Or maybe you need to interface with some other code that uses specific values, and you need to make sure that your code matches. You need to use enums for all the normal reasons, but in this case, you really do care about the number values also. Number 3. What scope do the enum values occupy? This is important to understand so you know how to handle name conflicts, if any. Early versions of C++ would promote the enum values to the scope that the enum itself is declared in. Actually, C++ still does this, but added a new enum class type that keeps the enum values scoped inside the enum. Why is this important? Well, the earlier example that used the default value name is a good pattern that you might want other enums to follow. But you can't have multiple enum values all called default if they're all in the same scope. You may have to name your enum values so they'll all be unique. This is why so many C++ enum values have strange prefixes in the names. They need to be unique. Number 4. Will enum values convert to integers automatically? This is critical to understanding how you can use enums. If you ever want to combine enum values or save them to another type such as an int, then what will the compiler do? The enum types in C++ can be assigned to an int without a cast, but the new enum class type will not. And is it possible to convert an int to an enum? How? For example, in C#, you can make use of the system.enum methods, including the parse method, to convert an int to an enum. Number 5. Can a variable of the enum type hold values not declared in the enum? If you have an enum that defines only red, green, and blue with the values 1, 2, and 3, then is it possible to have a variable of this type that contains the value 5? You'd have to perform a cast to get the value 5 into the enum, but most languages will allow this. You should never assume that just because you're using an enum that you will know the values it will contain. It's still wise to check ranges and have default switch statements in place to catch unexpected values. And number 6, can the enum type be used for flags? Well, first you should know what a flag is and why you might want flags instead of normal values. If you have an enumeration that represents something that can only take on a single value at a time, then you can just name your enum values as normal and use them just like a named integer value. But what if you want something that can be combined in various ways? Maybe you want to keep track of the state of your hero with a single value that can be a combination of things like wounded, well-fed, and tired. If you have many such states, then the possible number of combinations would be too many to try to specify all of them. By using them as individual flags that can be turned on or off, then they can be stored in the same enum with a little extra care. The main thing is to carefully select values so they don't overlap. The older C++ enum type could support this because of the way it allowed conversion to ints automatically. But because the newer enum class type doesn't work like this, then flags will be better implemented with another method. Consider using the bitset class. For C#, you can add an attribute called flags that will let the compiler know you intend to use the enumeration to hold flags. Whatever programming language you're using, understanding the previous 6 aspects of enums will go a long way to helping you use them effectively. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout-out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.